Hey everybody, welcome back to Agent Insider. I'm your host, Andy Jewell. Thanks for joining me this week. Today I want to talk a little bit about professional liability, errors and omissions coverage. So errors and omissions, often referred to as E&O, and professional liability can sometimes be interchangeable. In general, though, most people have no idea what they mean. And so I just wanted to kind of walk through those coverages forms a little bit and what they mean, why they're important, and who should get them. A lot of times people think about professional liability and you're going to think about like doctors and nurses, which obviously totally need that coverage. And that's covering them if they make a mistake, do the wrong type of treatment, use the wrong type of medicine or something along those lines, operate on the wrong leg, God forbid. Those are the sort of things that professional liability covers in the medical field, right? It's a big, huge industry with lots of nuances, and I don't really want to go down that rabbit hole. If you're in the medical field, you probably already understand that you need professional liability to cover what you do as a doctor or a nurse or a dentist. But a lot of times people don't understand there's a need for professional liability or E&O coverage in other types of fields as well. So for instance, as an insurance agent, I also carry a type of professional liability, errors and omissions, E&O, and it's important for me to carry because I could make a mistake on somebody's policy or someone in my staff could make a mistake. So it might be something as simple as maybe forgetting to add a driver or a vehicle to the policy, or maybe we forgot to put the comprehensive on when we had our meeting and you said, yeah, add comprehensive coverage, and then we forget to add it. There's a comprehensive claim, you don't have the coverage. That goes back to errors and omissions. And it says, hey, Mr. Insurance Agent, you made a mistake when you were putting this policy together. You forgot to do something you were supposed to do. And as a result, there's a claim that's not covered on the insurance policy of the customer. So then it goes on my insurance policy and my insurance will pay for it. So errors and omissions is in insurance. Errors and omissions is something that accountants should have, or bookkeepers, because you could make a mistake as a bookkeeper or an accountant where you forget to journal something or you don't record it accurately. And then as a result, there's a financial liability to the customer. In general, what errors and omissions does is it covers your work. Liability, general liability insurance, covers damage caused by your work. And I know it seems like a nuance. And so some people are like, well, isn't that the same thing? Like, well, not exactly. A good example would be if I'm a contractor and I'm an electrician, I wire out the building. So we run all the wires, electrical lights, all that sort of stuff, the outlets, and we do that part wrong. As a result of what we did though, it causes a fire in the building. The building burns to the ground, worst case scenario. My general liability insurance would cover the damage caused to the whole building. So the whole building burned to the ground, general liability covers the building being rebuilt. General liability does not cover my work. So it would not cover the wire to be rewired. It's not going to cover the electrical being redone throughout the building because that was my work. Another example would be a mechanic. They're changing oil in a car and they forget to put the plug in tight enough. As a result, the oil leaks out, the engine seizes. They weren't working on the engine at this point. They were just changing the oil. The engine seized up, the liability of the shop would cover the damage to the engine. It wouldn't cover the damage to the oil pan or the plug, the oil plug that they forgot to, they maybe stripped it out, over-tightened it or something. That wouldn't be covered because that's what they were doing. That's their work. But the damage caused by their work would be covered under general liability. Professional liability or errors and omissions covers your work. In a nutshell, that's really what it's looking at. It's saying, hey, general liability covers damage caused by your work to a third party or something else. Errors and omissions, professional liability covers what your work was. Another example, sorry if I'm boring you guys with examples, Janitorial though. This is one. This one comes up, and we had a customer that this happened to. He was a carpet cleaner, and when he was cleaning somebody's carpet, he used the wrong chemicals because it was a wool carpet, and it damaged the wool carpet to the point where it had to be replaced. That was covered under his errors and omissions policy because it was his work. It was, he made an error and used the wrong type of cleaning solution on the carpet, which damaged the carpet. Now, if when he was doing that and he swung around his carpet cleaner and it hit a vase and knocked it onto the floor and broke it, that would be general liability because that's not his work. He wasn't there to do anything with the vase. He was there to clean the carpet. So hopefully that makes sense where you kind of see the distinction between where errors and omissions or professional liability comes in and where general liability is. So make sure that you understand, like, what is it that I'm doing? Do I want coverage for my work, or do I just want coverage for if my work damages something or if I damage something I'm not working on? That's general liability, and that's going to be where most people fall in for what their coverages are. But sometimes you might want professional, and different carriers will call it different things, and they can be almost interchangeable between professional liability and errors and omissions. It really depends on the carrier and the forms they use. So it's just good, important to ask, what is this coverage giving me? A couple of things to think about when it comes to that professional liability or errors and omissions, because it works a little bit different. They use different types of forms. One would be the claims reporting forms. So we did this, this was probably months ago, that we talked about the difference between claims made and an occurrence form. Most general liability forms are an occurrence form, which means they're covering from when the occurrence happened. A claims made form means the claim actually has to be reported in or within a certain period of time of the policy period. So it's important to understand what type of form you have. And errors and omissions and professional liability are almost always on a claims made form because it limits the amount of time you have to report a claim from the policy period that you, that the work was done in. So if I did the work last year and then I canceled the policy, I may only have 90 days, which is the kind of the standard reporting period, or what they call tail coverage. I only have 90 days to report a claim for something that happened during the policy period. If I continue to renew my policy, then each renewal policy gives you a retro date. Typically should give you a retro date, which is something to make sure of. I have seen one carrier where they were not giving the retro date. So every year you were getting a new policy with no coverage for prior policy terms. So it should give you the retro date. So it's something important to make sure to check on. And the retro date would go back to the first policy period that started for that claims made policy. So that way you would have coverage all the way back for, you know, 5 years, 10 years, as long as you've had that type of policy. And then at some point, if you go, I'm not going to carry that policy anymore, maybe you're going to retire, or maybe you just say, hey, we're exiting that type of business and we're doing something different where we don't need it. Then it's important to understand, what is my options for buying an extended reporting period or an extended tail coverage? So that way I can extend my reporting period from 90 days to maybe 1 year, 2 years, 3 years down the road. So the type of policy form it's used affects how you can report claims, when you can report claims. It's something to be aware of. Another thing that comes up oftentimes on the professional liability or E&O policies is defense limits. This can happen sometimes in general liability policies also, but it's really important inside of professional policies because usually when there's a claim, it's going to be a significant claim. But the E&O and professional liability will have the option to either have defense limits inside the policy or outside the policy. You really want to have outside the policy if you can, because the outside the policy limits means that if, when the lawyers are going back and forth, they're negotiating things, and they're, maybe if you end up in court or whatnot, all of your legal expenses, the defense cost, doesn't reduce the amount of your total coverage. So if you have $1 million of E&O policies, you could easily spend $200,000 or $300,000 in defense costs if it's a complicated case. Easily. I've seen that happen oftentimes on liability claims where we're in over $100,000 to $200,000 in defense cost, because it's very expensive when you have high, once you get into what we're talking millions of dollars, of a million plus claim, they're gonna hire the best lawyers they can for you. The insurance company is. They're not the cheapest lawyers, they're the best lawyers to try to protect you. As a result of that, that's gonna drive up your cost too. But it's also, every time something goes back and forth, it just gets more and more expensive. So at just your defense cost, hiring, you're gonna have to hire like special examiners to look at stuff. They're gonna have the expert witnesses. The expert witnesses cost is not gonna be inside the defense or outside the defense. So you wanna make sure that you have outside the defense if you can. So the expert witness, the legal fees, the lawyer's costs, all of that would be covered. And then if there's a settlement, you have that full $1 million. What can happen if your defense cost is inside limits, then after the legal fees, all the lawyers, expert witnesses, all of the defense that they built around for you, and then they go, well, we still lost. Now we have to pay a settlement. Well, if we spent $300,000 on defense cost and your liability limit was $1 million, that leaves $700,000 for settlement. So it just reduces the amount of money that you have available to settle the claim if you end up in a settlement case. So that's something to be aware of, defense cost in and defense cost out. If the defense cost is in, you might want to consider increasing your coverage amount. So instead of maybe going with $1 million, maybe you go with $2 million, so that way you don't have to worry about it. So it's definitely something you have to just be aware of and talk with your agent about that. Say, hey, what's my defense cost inside or outside of my limits? And if it's inside my limits, what's the cost if I increased to an additional $1 million in this coverage? Personal injury was something else that I wanted to make mention of. Personal injury is something that oftentimes is covered on general liability. You want to make sure it's included in your professional liability as well. Or if they're on the same form through the same policy and carrier, that's great. Personal injury is going to cover like libel and slander. If you're doing something like this, if I was to come out here and I was talking about, you know, XYZ company, which is why I don't ever mention the company's names, and I said, man, stay away from XYZ company because they're going to screw you on a claim. Well, that's libel and or slander. And I could get sued by XYZ company, and I need to make sure that I have my insurance that's going to cover me for that. It could be advertising that you're doing. It could be a social media post. And a lot of times it's not even like malicious. It's something that gets said in passing or gets said off the cuff when you're talking with people. And that can create a liability claim on personal injury. So it's an important coverage to have either as part of your E&O and professional liability or on your general liability, making sure that it doesn't exclude your work. So those are some really key parts of the professional errors and omissions coverage. Hopefully that makes sense. A couple of big things I do want to make sure I do cover, because I said it covers your work. What it's not going to cover for your work is, it's not going to cover like malicious intent. Like if you do something out of like on purpose and with malicious intent, the insurance companies are like, no, we're done. So in general, like if you have a liability policy and on your car insurance and you go to commit a crime and you like run somebody over on purpose and they're like, hey, you ran that guy over on purpose, your liability insurance is not going to pay out. They're like, that's criminal acts. That's between you and the courts. We're not getting involved in criminal acts. So that's something to be aware of, is that malicious intent. It does matter, and it's something that they do look at. The other part is to be careful on is copyright infringements. So personal injury, depending on your form, will have some coverages on copyright infringements, but in general, your liability policies don't. So just make sure that's something you're being careful of. Obviously using good common sense to make sure that you're not putting yourself in a compromised situation. But in general, really what insurance is doing is they're providing coverage for you going about your business in good faith, doing the right thing, and something goes sideways. Professional liability and errors and omissions is covering you for the work you do. And sometimes that could be your opinion, like if you're a lawyer, you're giving, or a business coach, you're giving your opinion and saying, hey, this is a good way to do something, that's your work. And that's where you need professional and errors and omissions coverage. Sometimes it's actual physical work, like a mechanic or an electrician or a plumber. Either way, it's your work. It's what you're actually doing. It's not what your work causes. And that's really the big key for professional and errors and omissions. So I think I hammered that to death, beat that one down. So hopefully it makes sense. But if it doesn't, if you guys have questions, you're like, hey, wait a minute. When you said this, I didn't understand what you're saying. Or what about this scenario? You have some questions. Feel free to email me. My email address is theagentinsider@gmail.com. That's theagentinsider@gmail.com. And if you have topics that you want to make us make sure that we cover in future episodes, go ahead and send that out in an email as well and say, hey, we'd really like to hear about XYZ. I'll be happy to talk about it. And hopefully that will be helpful for you guys. Until next time, though, hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.